Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted, the podcast for those who are done performing, done people pleasing, and done living life on autopilot. I'm your host, Leticia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and this is where we create disruptive, unapologetic transformations for those who are ready to exit survival mode and reclaim their power. Every episode is your permission slip to burn the rule book, break the cycle, and finally build a life that feels like yours. So let's disrupt everything that's holding you back and start living life on your own terms. Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted. This is your trigger warning. This podcast contains unfiltered conversations about trauma, abuse, and survival. Discretion is advised. This is not therapy or medical advice, just real people sharing real stories. So please take care of yourself and pause if you need to. If this conversation hits home, grab the book Survival Mode Exit Plan, your raw, unapologetic blueprint to break free. Available now by scanning the QR code or clicking the link in the comments. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted. I am super excited to be here with you today. My name is Leticia, your host, Survival Mode Disruptor, and I have Jonathan here with me today. Jonathan, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you, Leticia, for having me on. My name is Jonathan Simos. I'm in Florida, and I am a master trainer, Guinness World Record holder, and I have a passion for empowering others with my entrepreneurial journey and also within the fitness industry.
Thank you so much for being here. So tell us your story to and through survival mode.
Yes, so to take it way back, I was always the odd one out in a sense where I felt really highly creative and didn't know how to pursue that. And so I tried working in nearly every industry imaginable and eventually looked within instead of looking externally. And I found that when I learned how to dig deep and really find that level of self-discovery and self-awareness and self-actualization, I learned that I had to pursue an entrepreneurial path and create and be true to myself. So then became the challenging parts where I would try to focus on a business venture while working full-time and faced many challenges. So I had my first business venture in my early 20s. It was a sports beverage that I created with my team that I put together. We had an investor. This was in Miami. And that's a story in itself. But to kind of sum it up for you, I had to put that venture on hold. Then years later, I focused on another venture, but didn't quite have the resources. And then quarantine happened. So this is aside from working in different industries, so all kinds of different industries, hospitality, then eventually fitness. But with the previous venture, quarantine happened. I was laid off from the fitness industry. And so to adapt, I started a company with my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, called Greek Triangles. So we made spanakopita, we would sell it at farmers markets, so it snowballed. But it was a seasonal business. So every summer, we couldn't really make enough money to survive. So it was a struggle to every summer find a way to supplement income. And this is kind of approaching the main part of the story. So first summer, we tried getting an investor to get better packaging to go business to business to scale. Things didn't work out with that. Second summer, I had a part-time job. And then they actually didn't need me 2 months prior to out of season. So then as a Hail Mary, I ended up being a seasonal vendor where some of the vendors would go up north to Illinois for their summer season, which was peak season. Here in Florida, our slow season is summer. So last minute, packed up my car, lined up some farmers markets in Illinois and took off, drove up to Illinois. The plan was to work at, you know, multiple farmers markets. I had seven lined up. I had a commercial kitchen lined up. Everything planned perfectly. even the storage unit. So I got up there, hit the ground running, and the plan was to run the business and then rent a room and just keep growing, save money, come back for our season here in October. But things didn't go as planned. So I never made enough. The markets weren't as busy, I think because of election year and the economy. So I couldn't afford a room. So I ended up living out of my 2006 Prius for 4 months, and I would shower at an Anytime Fitness that was local. I would run the business from, the storage unit, the commercial kitchen, my car. And yeah, it was a challenging time for sure. But I learned a lot, learned a lot. I systemized everything. I learned to enjoy the little things, and it actually was a special time. I learned how to step out of survival mode, even though I was in survival mode in a sense. And then, of course, after that chapter, I'm in a new chapter now, but a lot of lessons to be said within all of that.
As an entrepreneur myself, there is so many things that we have to navigate. And I always say, like, you want personal development to start a business?
Yes, 100%.
Because it's a fast track to learning about yourself. So talk to us about that period where you were living out of your car, having to, make money to survive. How challenging was that? How taxing was that on you, on your mindset, on your relationships?
Absolutely. So, it was the one of the most challenging times because I didn't have home base to relax, and then on top of that, I was so busy I had to prepare for 7 markets a week, and so I'd have 2 in 1 day sometimes, and some of them were an hour away, so it'd be an hour drive, hour back. So between going to like Restaurant Depot to get the ingredients, the commercial kitchen to cook and prep and clean, and then storage units, prep for the next day. I'm sorry, like a little, sorry about that. So between doing all of that, I was barely sleeping 4 hours a night, 5 hours a night, having some relationship challenges as well, because she was back here in Florida, I was up in Illinois. But it was so challenging because I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop, but yet at the same time, I didn't have the essentials. So I had to really learn to systemize and be organized and be efficient, and at the same time make the best of everything to not go crazy. So I had a little bed I'd roll up. I was so organized. I had like a little closet area in my car. I had a little dirty laundry area. A little bin I'd put my dirty laundry in and do laundry once a week. I had my windows blacked out so I could be in a parking lot and no one knew that I was sleeping inside the car. I had literally a solution for everything. So in the morning, I'd roll up my little bed, either put it in the storage unit or in my trunk, so it didn't look like I was, homeless. And I'd park in a Anytime Fitness parking lot, or across the street was a 24-hour grocery store, which was a blessing. So anything I needed, I had access all the time, and it was safer. So I had all the little check boxes checked for what I needed in that situation. So it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. It was sustainable. So 4 months, it wasn't that bad. I got good sleep. I was able to run the business. If I wanted to cook, I would go to the commercial kitchen and make dinner. The owner was a blessing. She was so nice. But anyways, the reason why I was able to run the business while being homeless was because of being systemized and organized, and then mentally always just being grateful and enjoying the little things. So I knew that that stage was temporary. So I didn't let myself get down on myself. Initially, I was like, damn, 36 years old or 35 at the time. Why at my age, I didn't feel like I should be in that situation. But then not learning to not judge myself or compare myself to others, because everyone has their own path. Mine is an entrepreneurial path, which following my heart was taking me down that rough path, and I knew it was going to be a story one day. So I saw the bigger picture, in other words, and was able to kind of laugh about it and just be myself and just enjoy the little things and the relationships, like getting coffee in the morning from Starbucks, that relationship, just enjoying people, places, moments, and just making the best of it. For
I think
sure.
you definitely raise a good point, right? Like sometimes we end up in survival mode. We are navigating, right? Like we're literally trying to survive here. But what is important is our mindset. And I think oftentimes people get caught up in the darkness of their circumstances that they don't actually see the light that's present. And it sounds crazy, right? Like I can relate. I was actually homeless for 2 years,
Oh,
and
wow.
being faced with homelessness, it was like, what do I do? My family and I received an eviction notice like right after they lifted eviction pause for COVID. So it was like they lifted the eviction pause. Everybody who was looking to get their property back were like, I want my property back. And it was a
Wow.
housing crisis. So it was like, well, what do we do? What I ended up doing and suggesting to my husband at the time was, let's just go traveling. Like, let's go to Spain. We're in Europe. Let's go to Spain. And what was meant to be a 3 month trip end up being 2 years, right? Like,
Smart though.
it was. And for anyone that doesn't know, slow travel through Europe is pretty cheap. Like
True.
at the time, which was not too long ago, we were staying in places like I Airbnb and beat it the whole time. But if you're staying in places for 3 months at a time instead of 3 or 4 days, you get significant discounts, right? So actually traveling was significantly cheaper than being housed in England.
That's smart.
But it came down to the mindset, right? Like I could have become a victim of my circumstance. Similar to you could have become a victim of your circumstance, packed up, went back to Florida, like I don't have enough money. But your mindset sounds very positive, and you were able to navigate the circumstances that you were in, although you were surviving, and find a way to thrive.
Absolutely. And ultimately, and that's really cool that you can relate, but life is too short and everyone has their own path. And I really do feel like we're all inherently designed for our own path. And so it's whatever challenges we encounter, as long as we're making the best possible choices that we can make, I feel like it's just a part of the journey and it just makes us into who we are. And we just have to enjoy every day. And so I learned to just be happy all the time, regardless of external circumstances, because you can choose, like the book by Viktor Frankl. Have you As a Man Thinketh? Have you read that book?
I have.
Yes,
It's
and it's
so
so true.
powerful. It's so powerful. You hear things like I remember someone saying to me, your emotions are a choice, and this is like when I'm like in the pit of anger. What you mean? Like I didn't choose to be this angry, right? But there is so much, we have so much more control over our lives, and it starts with the way that we think. And I think one of the things that was very instrumental in my growth and my personal development was understanding how my brain, how my thinking impacts all my entire life. A simple thought that may I may just pass over has a profound impact on how I show up in the world, how I view the world, and how I function, right?
Oh,
Not having that understanding of how our thoughts impact our emotions and our emotions impact our ability to take action, I was very much a victim of circumstance and a victim of the way that I thought, and being able to shift that made a huge difference in my life.
that's amazing. And it's a beautiful story because so many people need to learn, from you and others in with a similar mindset where, your circumstances don't define you. They're just circumstances. It's temporary. And so there's no reason to be hard on yourself, because as long as you're trying your best and making the best possible choices, there's no reason to feel down or feel sad or feel depressed. It's just temporary. It's going to be a story. There's going to be lessons. Yeah, there's always good in everything.
And it does sound very cliche when we say this, particularly to people who may be listening and be like, listen, my circumstances are hella crazy right now. Where can I find happiness in this? Where can I find the silver lining? But it does come down to a choice.
That's true. And also, it also comes down to, not the destination, but the journey. So not, waiting to the destination, or when I make money, when I do this, when I do that, but just learning to enjoy the journey. Because for years I was always future focused in survival mode, like rushing here to work. I had like a couple jobs and a business venture, sleeping 5 hours, trying to be strategic with spending, financially behind. Or for example, when I got back, I was worse off financially than I've ever been my entire life. I owed, $1,000 in tolls from driving around up north and, scraping by financially. The IRS for the business stuff, the commercial kitchen, the first one that I was at, I couldn't afford, so I went to a second one. So I owed everybody money. And at my age, according to society, I should be more established. So I had everything against me. But I just realized, it is what it is. Like, I'm healthy, I'm happy, good relationships, good friends, my family's healthy. Gotta make the best of it. And then little by little, everything got better. So point of the story is to just not get down on yourself. As long as you're making the best choices that you can and learning from mistakes when you don't make the best choice, it is what it is. That's life.
It is what it is. I like that. Now, when you were initially telling your story, you were talking about like these versions of success, right? And how we kind of get caught up in the what I call the conveyor belt, right? We're told to get a good education, then get a really good job, then you spend time working your way up the ladder in that job. And yeah, you do that for 40 years and then you retire, and then now you have the permission to live your life. And for 60% of people, that conveyor belt works, but it doesn't work for everybody, which is why we have so many entrepreneurs who are like, to hell with this conveyor belt that I've been sold. I want something different. What was it about settling into a job that I don't want to say was a hassle for you, but it obviously didn't sit well with who you were, which is why you ended up being an entrepreneur.
Oh yeah, it honestly just never felt right. Even from when I was younger, I worked at a grocery store, retirement home, restaurants. Then I worked my way up in the hospitality industry. So eventually, I was working for Ritz-Carlton, St. Regis, expensive restaurants in Miami. And so, worked my way up in that industry, and it was a great industry. But it just and I'm grateful for that chapter, but it never felt 100% right. And so, and every year and a half, I would change for more experience, to learn more, to meet new people. So I never had a job more than like a couple of years, aside from in the fitness industry. But yeah, worked everywhere, and I enjoyed it, and I was grateful for it, but it never felt right. And so then, when I chose to look within and really spend time reflecting and digging deep, and really thinking about who I was inherently, my purpose, all of that, values, what a perfect day was in my life, all the self-discovery things, I started realizing I had to create. To be happy, I had to create. So everyone has their own path. It's our responsibility to dig deep and reach that level of self-discovery, self-awareness, to be true to ourselves and not just go down a path someone wants us to go down. So with that being said, that's also when I started realizing that I couldn't compare myself to others, because I have so many successful friends, attorney or business owner in a particular industry, or realtor, or all these professionals who are a lot of millionaires, a lot of really successful friends, and I'm happy for them, but I can't compare because I wouldn't be happy with their path, even with that level of success. So we can't compare ourselves. We just have to do us.
Absolutely. And I think
Yeah.
one of the things that you mentioned that is quite important is oftentimes we don't align ourselves with our values and our like our who we are at the core, right? I think a lot of times the reason why we get caught up on that conveyor belt is because we never get clarity on who we are. And I think once we get that clarity and are able to pinpoint our values at our core and the things that we desire and being able to identify our purpose, it will lead you somewhere different than being the best of Conan or being, the best hospitality worker. Hey, I have these values, I have these strengths, these align with my purpose, and now I can actually be impactful instead of just making money. I think that's the biggest transformation in my journey was that I did great on the corporate ladder. However, I wasn't being impactful. And that was like a huge part for me. Like, how can I go from making somebody money to actually helping somebody, to actually changing the world in some way, in some small, tiny little way? And I think once you're able to do that, it's about taking that radical ownership
I
and
love
flipping
that.
the scripts
I
so
love
that
that.
you are showing up in life in a way that you are in control and making those choices on a daily basis so that, you do find happiness. Now, I don't usually think that happiness is the goal. I think contentment is because, happiness is something different. But I think being able to be content with life is a huge gift that a lot of people can't say they've experience. And I
I
think it does
agree.
come back down to being in alignment with your goals and your purpose and who you are at the core.
Oh, I love how you said it. You said it so perfectly. I agree 100% that, yeah, I feel like most people never take the time to dig deep and reach that level of self-discovery, self-awareness, self-actualization. So they don't even know what they want out of life. They don't even know who they are. So if they don't know who they are, how are they going to know what direction they want to pursue? You know what their values are. Simple decision making is then even more challenging because if you don't know your values, your principles, there's no foundation to make decisions from. So when you have all of that concreted, you know, that foundation, it's like, oh yeah, I'm not going to do that. It's not true to me. Oh yeah, you know, that's not the path for me. I don't like numbers. I'm not going to be a financial advisor. Every decision is simpler. Like, oh, I'm not going to eat that because it doesn't make me feel good and I like being active, it's gonna make you sluggish. Like everything, every single little decision is so much easier.
Absolutely. So, what was your process in really like discovering who you were and what your purpose was and what your values were?
I think it was a little bit of both with first it started out externally, you know, searching and searching. It was an endless search to find myself. So tried every job imaginable, construction, everything, like little gigs, you know, assistant roles, so many funny stories, literally every industry. And I couldn't seem to find something that felt right. And it was like this longing that was never satisfied. Like, oh, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. Financial service, like everything. And so finally, I was tired of looking externally and I just began to look within and just spend time just really thinking. And at the time, I was working part-time at a restaurant and then had just had my first venture. I don't want to say fail, but had to put that on pause. So I had a lot of time and I was living with my brother at the time. So I'd sit in my room and just, you know, think, you know, like, what do I really want to do? Like, what's, and I kind of went down the rabbit hole. I didn't even know much about self-discovery, but I just went down the rabbit hole asking myself like introspective questions, you know, like, what would the perfect day look like to me? What qualities do I think I have? You know, what do I really want to, you know what I mean? Like every question imaginable. So I think people could just simply take time from their busy lives and stop being distracted externally by, you know, Netflix. You know, that's okay in moderation, but if they're trying to dig deep, not be on their phone scrolling, you know, take some time for themselves to really dig deep and really ask themselves and get to know themselves. So once they get to know themselves through these questions and deep thinking, they start to love themselves more, they start to appreciate themselves more, and they gain that clarity.
One thing that is important to note is that our brain cannot resist a question, right? So when we ask these introspective questions that we may sometimes not have an immediate answer, our subconscious will be looking for that answer. And it happens all the time. You ask yourself a question and you find the answer 3 o'clock in the morning, 6 days later, right? It's because our
That's true.
brain cannot resist the question. And I think for the listeners, if you are sitting in this space where, you're not quite satisfied with what's going on with your life, like you said, put aside the distractions and sit down and really be interested. Perspective. And instead of being introspective with statements, ask yourself some questions, deep-rooted questions that you know you won't find the answer to right away. But I think that's the beginning. I think that's when the truth comes out, right? Like
Oh
you're
yeah.
really getting honest with yourself.
I love that. And so true. It's most people when they're not happy, they look externally for distractions. They grab their phone, they're on Instagram just scrolling, or going out drinking, partying, they have some escape, but they just need to stop and just take time and think, why am I not happy? What makes me happy? Why does that make me happy? And also dig deep and kind of uncover their demons and, why do I react this way to these situations? Why do I have a lack of accountability? Or, you know what I mean? Like the good and the bad. And then the more, even bad memories, like trauma, like the more they kind of dig down and break it down, the less it hurts. And then eventually you kind of smooth things out, you take the lessons from it, new perspective, and you move on. It's like, so that self-discovery time is so crucial. Most people never take time to, it's not taught in school. So we aren't, if you don't do it on your own, most people just kind of skip over that important chapter, or not chapter, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, process. And
Yeah,
it's
process.
interesting, right? Because like this is something that we all have to navigate, right? Like none of us get through life without having like these deep introspective moments of like who I am, what's my purpose, why am I here? But it's really, I think it's something that should be taught in school, right? Like they
I
don't teach
agree.
you how to budget. Like they
Yeah.
look, they They're telling you need to know the force, like the equation of force, or
Yeah.
like movement,
Crazy.
it physics. Like I've never used physics in my real life ever, but I tell
Crazy.
you what, if I had a class around self-love, if I had a class around introspection and being able to get to know who I am. I think,
Oh yeah.
listen, I would have been so more advanced if it was actually taught in school. These are things, like, these are life skills that were
Yeah.
kind of like left to figure out. And you're
Crazy.
lucky if you figure it out before 40.
Yeah, 100% agree. And then the more we learn about ourselves, the more we learn about others, and then the less conflict because you see someone acting like a child and you see right through it. And you recognize what they're experiencing and you can't get mad at them. You know what I mean? So there's no road rage. There's no, like, the world would be a better place if we just were taught how to look within.
Absolutely. That clarity brings compassion and grace for other people.
I love
Most
that.
definitely. So
I
tell
love
us
that.
about what you're doing now. Like you mentioned empowerment. Like tell us what that looks like. I want to know
Absolutely.
more.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah, after the failed business venture, I came back, started working with my brother who has a fencing company. But then the structure changed a little and I was passed on to working with, this kind of leads in to answer your question. I was passed on to working with someone who was subbing jobs for my brother, so indirectly. And then he actually ended up replacing me with someone that was cheaper with no notice. So, that was a Hail Mary. So then it's funny how the universe works and how God works. And so then I ended up back in fitness. So let go in one day, went and applied at gyms, got a job coaching at F45 part-time, and then met a guy through there who has a company. So I'm working for his company and part-time at the gym. But with getting back into the fitness industry and getting that venture off my shoulders, the last business venture, there's another lesson in when to let go. It was time to let that business go. So many lessons. But anyways, now I can focus on my fitness venture, which I've had in queue, and it truly feels right. It's called NuExist, NuExist. So it's a wellness brand. So it's about transformation. It's a holistic transformation because it's not about fitness. It's not just about mental, growth and transformation. It's all holistic. And there's not a lot of systems or companies that bring it all together. It's all separate. So I'm trying to bring it all together, building this brand. We are finishing up the Shopify store. I'm finishing up the first product, which is it's called a 90-Day Build Your Wellness Foundation. So I'm trying to brand that everyone needs to build a wellness foundation, which is, mental, physical, lifestyle. And I'm trying to systemize it where someone can take the course and I engage with them on a weekly basis. After the 90 days, they have, the self-development side, they have the fitness fundamentals, they've taken control of their health and wellness, they have a different outlook. So they're different people in a sense. So I'm trying to get this system out there.
I love that, right? A lot of times we operate in a siloed way, which is not the way life is, right? Like everything works in tandem. So if you're only working, it's kind of like, only focusing on your upper body and leaving your legs. Like you listen, you need to get some leg days in too, right?
Yes,
Like
for
it's
sure.
about working on the whole body, and the whole body is not just the physical aspect, it's the mental, it's the emotional, it's all of that, right? And so I think that's a really good approach and will be highly impactful because it's we have to be holistic in the way that we approach life because
Oh, yeah.
again we're not siloed individuals. Everything is this intricate network of interwovenness, and if we aren't operating in that space where we are taking that interwoven aspect of life into consideration, things get left
I agree.
unanswered and unimpacted. So, Jonathan, I've really enjoyed this conversation. Tell us where we can find you online.
Thank you for everything. This was amazing. And you can find me Instagram at John Simos, JonSimos is my main Instagram. Or the website is newexist.com, NEUXIST. It should be back up by the time you launch this podcast, a couple of weeks, a few weeks. So yeah, that's the best bet for following me
All of that
or interacting.
information will be in the show notes. So before we wrap it all up, Jonathan, give us one key takeaway for the audience.
The takeaway, I would say, to just know that you literally can step out of survival mode at any point. It's literally just shifting your mindset instead of thinking, freaking out and being desperate and having that desperate energy and thinking, oh, I'm behind here and behind here, and trying to scramble and scrape by. Just realize it's temporary and then you can make a plan to step out of it. But it starts mentally before your lifestyle. So not to be hard on yourself, to just literally look at the bigger picture and then make a plan and just work towards it. For
I call
sure.
that inspired action, right? Like if you are or aligned action, oftentimes we don't take that step. We're mapping out. We don't have the clarity to map out what that looks like. So we take action that may not be aligned with the places that we are looking to go. So getting that clarity, getting honest with ourselves, and then taking action to get there is really, really key. Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. I really have enjoyed this. And listeners, thank you for catching another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted. I just want to remind you, you were not built to break, but you damn sure were not built to just survive. Disrupt the cycle, reclaim your life, and thrive on your own terms. And I will see you next week.